This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Now, David,
suddenly, hold on, just one sec. My choice is clear. Clear. What is that from?
I've never heard that.
No?
Suddenly,
my choice is clear.
Let me Google it.
Clear.
Is that something?
I'm thinking like, suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. But that's obviously not what you're...
Suddenly, my choice is clear is coming up as a very popular search. Suddenly, my choice is clear. I knew when only you and
is it Katie Tunstall? No.
That's suddenly
Victorious cast. Is it the Victorious cast?
Is it Victorious? Cast. Suddenly. That's what it is. It's the Nickelodeon show Suddenly. No, Victorious. And there's a song in it called Suddenly My Choice Is Clear. And that was just a vocal stim for me that I needed to get out there. Now, Emma, what were you going to ask me?
I was
going to
ask you, and you could nearly guess it.
What did I do on the holiday that I can't really say on the show, so we'll bring it to the podcast?
Yeah. Something like that. Any of that?
Right, any of that.
Go on, you dirty bastard. What did you get up to on those slopes?
Nothing. I did nothing. I was the best
boy. Was après ski a thing?
Yes.
A lot of drinking and messing. And
yes, we had, we went to, oh yes, okay. So we went to a bar after skiing. Me and my dad and my mum and Sean and Sophie were also in attendance. So we went and they did Guinness.
No way, that's
and we
exciting.
We were like, right, well, me and my dad love Guinness. So we said, right, we'll have 2 pints of Guinness. And the man who poured it just did a really, really horrendous, horrendous job.
Oh, no really? Respect to
no,
the Guinness.
No respect at all. He did do a too pour, but he didn't know why he was doing a too pour. He just
that's
was like,
the
that's
thing.
That's what you do. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know why. Your dad's pint in the video you put up looked...
Not the pint that your man poured.
Oh, was it not?
No.
Okay.
So we went back up and we said, listen, dad used to work at a bar and he was like, you know, this is what you do, whatever. Mm. And I know we've seen like assholes going up. And
no,
out, but it just
don't
wasn't going to taste good. And your man was like, all right, so you just want like the head gone or whatever. And he was like, no, just like top up the head a little bit. So your man went over to where the Guinness is and poured out half the pint and then just poured it again.
Oh, what? No.
And then give it. And dad, I was just like, mother of divine God. It was so bad. And so then dad went up to the girl and he was just like, can I just pour my own pint of Guinness? And she was like, no one is allowed behind my bar, ooh, but I know how to pour a pint of Guinness. And dad was like, okay. And so off she went and she poured us 2 lovely pints of Guinness.
Oh, fair play.
It was so good. And then dad tipped her €2 coin because that's all he had.
That's grand.
But then when we went back the next day and the next day, and I was like, we need to tip her, so we gave her a tenner.
That's
wow.
Very nice.
She was really,
very well.
Really grateful for it.
That's lovely.
And I was like, you just need to teach your man how to pour a pint of Guinness.
Maybe her bar, she has probably the responsibility of teaching these things.
Maybe exactly. She likes to be the only one who knows that she's a gatekeeper.
That's the tip.
For the, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Do you remember me?
Hi, Dave.
Oh,
hi.
My God.
Remember me?
Welcome
hey,
back.
Bro.
Good to be back. How are
Welcome.
You? What's the crack?
You look fresh and it looks like you have a new jumper.
I have had this jumper for 7 months, I'd say.
I thought, didn't you get inspired by that jumper and
no,
go and
it was
get
a, it was
that was a different one.
It was a different one.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sorry.
It was the big grey one. Do you remember the one I got you?
But you're wearing
that,
a big grey.
I am. I have a lot of grey. I'm
grey
sorry.
Is great.
Emma's just trying to do that to one up me. She's trying to be like, oh, so I noticed you have a new jumper. No, this is not a new jumper. It's because 5 minutes ago I said, Emma, you got a haircut.
Yes.
Oh.
She's trying to one up me to be like, I also noticed things.
Well done. You
but
did.
Not as good
that.
As I do.
No.
And that's
not.
Why I'm back.
Well, you have to come back to notice the haircut.
Quite impressive, actually. It's
it
not
was.
What I was expecting. Of all things on my bingo card for this morning, it wasn't David Hammond saying, did you get your haircut?
Well, tell
your
me about
eyes
the haircut.
Really did light
you,
up.
Did you talk
light.
About did you talk about the haircut on air?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, it was
oh,
yeah. A big, it was a big deal.
Big
oh,
we had something like that pass the show by.
But it was quite... it was
2 days out of a day.
No, literally we did.
We were sorted.
I was like, there's no way she got a cut that
See,
long, which is probably what, an inch?
Yeah, an inch.
There's no way she got a cut that long without talking about it.
Massive support for our listeners, from our listeners before this haircut. Everyone was thinking of me.
Do you remember the day she got a cut like 4 inches and didn't stop talking about it for 6 months?
I think it was just before I started, but we did talk about that last week. So we're still getting mileage out.
Fiona's caught up.
So what's going on?
Dave.
And I can confidently and proudly say, I didn't listen to one single bit.
Wait.
of this show. While
that's
I was
okay.
Away.
Well, it'd be hard to access it up on the slopes.
Of course,
I'd say surely.
How was the skiing? Was good crack?
Skiing was good crack. Yeah. Very very happy to be back now though, and back to the show,
back to normality. And we were a bit concerned about you because there was just no sign of you for days on social media, nothing. And we were like, we kind of came to the conclusion on the show and spread a rumor that you just must have got real bad at skiing.
Yeah. And died. No, I'm all good. I'm still class at skiing, don't
worry. Okay. Thank God. We were worried.
I was like, I'll just do... I've gotten weird with Instagram lately. Mm. I've just like decided to do like one big dump at the end and
isn't
post
that what
more.
I said? I was like, he's probably going to do one big dump.
Because I hate posting on my story photos and then... also then posting it to my post as well.
Okay,
I've gotten weird at Instagram, man. I'm all in my head about it. Maybe tomorrow we can get me out of my head from Instagram, because I'm all dithery.
Didn't realise that's where you were at.
Yeah,
with
sorry.
It
it's actually a real serious issue.
Very
at the moment.
Okay.
It's very sad.
Listen, as always, when someone's been away for a while, we like to bring them up to speed and catch them up on what they may have missed on the show, because things move quite fast around here.
They really do. Okay, so let's have a look at what Dave missed while he was away.
It's funny, this thing, this whole kind of segment that we do of what did this person miss while they're on holidays, when you're actually the person who was on holidays, this is crap. But when you're the other person, it's so much fun.
That's who the show is for. Me and Emma.
You and Emma.
No one else. All right. First question. Who is this? And why are they saying this?
Are we allowed to reference the bottom?
Oh, that's Dwayne.
It is.
That's your husband.
Yes.
And he's talking about... play it again.
Are we allowed to reference the bottom?
He was doing the girly quiz, obviously, and maybe he... Now to reference the bottom. I'd imagine is what he's done is he's referenced every other body part, and maybe it's time to talk about the bum, but maybe he didn't know the specific name for it.
From bum.
The rectum.
I feel like that's kind of close enough.
Go on.
Sweet.
Yes, so Dwayne, the dad of my baby, took on a pregnancy special.
You found the dad. Well,
I found him just in the nick of the time. He took on a pregnancy special girly quiz, and he had to answer. Johnny Cash famously sang about the ring of fire, but what does it refer to in the context of pregnancy?
Very good.
I feel like I've heard him say bottom so many times now.
Disclaimer, it's nothing to do with the bottom.
No.
Okay, we move on. Dave, what did we eat to give us this reaction? Oh, damn, it's delicious.
The flakes are thicker, which is good.
You didn't eat my cereal, did you?
Your Coke Pops.
Your Nesquik.
They're Nesquik.
Oh, well, they're not in a flake form.
No, so as soon as he said, but I was like, maybe when she bites into them, they become a flake. you said flaky.
Yeah, flake.
But it sounded like cereal.
But cereals are flakes, man.
Bran flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Let's go with bran flakes.
Okay.
Ah.
I brought in some Honey Nut Crunchy Nut cereal because everything these days in Dublin has to be hot honey. And after a few scoops of enjoyment, everyone's mouth started burning off them. It wasn't very nice.
Sorry, so you put hot honey on...
There's a new limited edition Crunchy Nut.
They're hot honey.
You're joking.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
No.
Really?
Yeah. The beginning is lovely, and then the aftertaste comes and you want to die.
That's so weird.
Mm. We all were in violent pain. Okay. Next, we move on.
Jesus, not a good ad.
No, very much not. Why did I pitch a reboot of an early 2000s TV show last week? You gotta hit us up to get your sweet wheels back. You got to hit moms. Thank you, Dave.
Did you finally get a new car and you want to pimp out that car?
Let me see. That is absolutely correct.
Yay!
In preparation for the baby, I bought my mom's old car as I needed a mom car, but it's a bit boring, so I want to pimp it up.
What is
you got to hit us up to get your sweet wheels back.
Whee! We're playing it all.
Moms. It's a Duke.
It's a Duke. Nissan Duke, isn't it?
Which, through a bit of research I had to do, I found out is considered to be one of the ugliest cars
in existence. It is. It's not nice. Yeah, if you're currently driving a Nissan Duke,
not
I'm sorry.
Shout out to you.
Not shout out to you. Yeah, that's pretty grim.
You're doing really well on this morning, Dave. Final question for you. Who is this and what did I do to make them have this reaction? Sorry.
I just wanted to cry and I wanted to die inside. Damn it. It hurt me a lot.
It hurt me a lot.
Oh no.
I just wanted to cry and I wanted to die inside, Emma. It hurt me a lot.
I think that's Miles Smith.
Very good.
and you...
He's got a little smirk on his face. I think he knows
what... I don't know the answer. What I imagine happened is you told him... Didn't you go see Miles Smith? And didn't you talk loudly? Or you... No, he asked the whole crowd to be silent and Emma went, "Woo!" midway through the set, and you told him about it and he said he's embarrassed.
He said he wants to diet.
Oh! Did he remember it?
Well, I don't know. Oh my God. He played along if he didn't, but he seemed to know what was going on because he said, "Yeah, that's the song I asked everyone to be quiet for about my dad leaving." But no worries, Emma. And halfway through when I thought he was finished, I go, "Woo!"
He probably thought the dad returned.
Dad? Is that you?
Oh, God. Oh, I smashed that.
No one has ever done that well in the past.
Here's Jisoo, the team up with Zayn. It's called Eyes Closed Now. You're on Spin. MK, Crystal and Dior, you're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It is 7.23. What's going on?
And where are we? What's going on?
On the over the weekend, I was in Waterford with some friends and I love when people are on my buzz. They love an owl session on YouTube after a night out.
Videos. Emma famously loves a music video. Yeah. And I said, I don't think I've seen a music video since 2009.
The girls love a music video and they particularly were obsessed with and like in love with Bad Bunny on the back of the Super Bowl.
It was Aiden Blowover.
It was Avian and Blondie, yeah. And so we watched the Bad Bunny Super Bowl performance again.
I actually haven't watched that.
What?
Oh, no.
It's really good.
Oh, Dave, it's so good.
Is it, yeah?
Oh, my God,
yeah. You should open
I'm more of a Kid Rock fan.
All right.
You should actually have a look at like a Billboard article or something. And there's all the like references to like culture and everything in Puerto Rico. Follow along and then point them all out. Like, it's
interesting.
Loads a million of things going
Easter eggs.
On. It's great. Exactly. But then on the back of that, we ended up on a bit of a rabbit hole. We watched the Snoop Dogg Dr. Dre performance from a few years ago that had like Kendrick Lamar and Eminem and 50 Cent and all that. Deadly. And with that in mind, we were literally only like doing the Snoop Dogg dance the other night, really badly realizing we have no rhythm and are so white and just like can't dance. Snoop
Breaking
Dogg.
News, Emma Nolan is white.
So bad. Just trying to do like the crutch thing.
A little crip walk.
Yes. Crip walk can't
Well, look,
do it.
He hangs around with Martha Stewart, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
He is going to attend his first match at Swansea on the 24th of this month. This is the game against Preston North End. I didn't realise this, but he became Swansea City's ownership, part of the ownership group in 2025. So he's a recent...
I wonder, does he know that?
Well, he does.
Do you know what I mean?
Because he's been doing interviews about it, saying that he's going to appear pitch side pre-match and lead a fan display, and he's going to visit the local community during his trip as well. So you can imagine the press about this is going to be gas in Swansea.
I can't imagine the celebrity. I really think Snoop Dogg is cool, but how are you meant to be taken seriously as a club if Snoop Dogg is one of your owners?
Sorry, he was class doing the commentary on the Olympics last year.
My owner doesn't even pay tax, and I'm like, I don't know, I'd still probably take him over Snoop Dogg.
But like, how involved did the owner have to be? Like, they just...
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. Obviously, I'll move on like in a sec, but obviously with Wrexham and stuff with Ryan and Rob, they seem all over it from afar, but then obviously come over as often as they can as well. This is going to be Snoop's first visit, so we'll kind of see. He said he can't wait to experience the night game in person and talked about the electric atmosphere, but already kind of throwing shade at Wrexham, being like, well, I've heard it's 10 times better atmosphere under the lights than anything that happens at Wrexham, kind of a thing. So anyway, we'll see. With that in mind, I was looking at, and you know, maybe for Dave and Callum this is quite obvious, but for lots of us maybe this wouldn't be so obvious, the other kind of unlikely celebrity owners or part owners of clubs. I mentioned Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, Wrexham AFC. They bought this club in 2021 and they're like very close to eventually moving up into the... Or they've jumped up one zone, have they? Sorry.
Two, I think, is it?
They started in the National League, which is the fifth tier of English football, and now they're in the Championship, which is the second tier.
They're in the Championship?
Yeah, and they're in the playoffs, so they could be Premier League next season.
And do they have the lads to thank for that, do you think?
Oh, yeah, the money that they put in and the amount...
Oh, yeah, of course, the money.
The money and the kind of exposure with the Disney Plus documentary.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in Wrexham in 2017.
Not to brag or anything.
It was before the money came in, and what they've done to that town and city is
amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
No, it's a really good documentary. I love that. I love that.
I can't believe they're in the Championship. That's nuts. I thought they were League One.
They've had back-to-back-to-back promotions.
That's
what the hell?
The end of the last season of it, where they went out and got that sorry, promotion to that league, is that what you say, or that group or whatever, was so, I had like goosebumps, so exciting. Other celebrity kind of, I suppose, investors or owners of certain English clubs, Will Ferrell, Leeds United. I didn't know that. How did you not know?
Do you know what's happening with Leeds?
Yeah, I should, because my fella's massive Leeds supporter.
Their main ownership is like Red Bull tycoons now, but Will Ferrell is part of that.
He's still there.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I was going to say he's next on the list.
That's gas, isn't it?
Mm. That's very good.
I had no idea that. This obviously is not an English team, but I did know that Matthew McConaughey is often FC's owner, no?
Often.
Austin.
Austin.
I thought it was Austin. I was like, what a weird name for a team. I like it. Wait, how often do we win? Often.
Ed Sheeran, Ipswich Town. Yeah. Talked about that before. Oh, okay. He's a boyhood
sponsors
fan.
Sponsors the jersey as well.
He bought a minority stake and a sponsored design kit. Stormzy and Zaha. Are behind AFC Croydon Athletic. I didn't know that.
Zaha, as in
Wilfred.
Wilfred Zaha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're in on that together. And finally, is it Delia or Dahlia Smith, the chef?
Delia Smith
owns Norwich City.
You're forgetting about, let me get there. Elton John. And
Watford,
thank you.
I don't know if his fingers are in those pies anymore, but he has a stand named after him.
Guys, go on, Delia.
I know, isn't it so cute that Delia's involved as well? Just sounds like a celebrity chef who just is a big fan in our city. Fair play. Sienna Spyro now. This is Die on This Hill at Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Guys, it's my last week on the show.
Boo.
Forever. No, I'll be back. But yeah, I'm having my baby very soon.
We bring you in. We say, hey, you be the new
person who left.
Talented one.
Yeah.
And now you leave.
And I say, not for me.
Not for me.
I'll be off for 6 months. You don't mind, do you?
Do it with my husband and have a child.
Do it with my husband.
Who do you think you are?
I know. I have some neck.
Nerve.
Neck like a jockey's undercarriage. Come here. What? No, it's neck like a jockey's. Is that not a saying? My dad says it. Anyway, I'll tell you in a sec. But no, everything's winding down now. I did my last gig, my last stand-up gig on Saturday, and I'll be finishing the show this week, and everything's in order.
She is coming back, apparently.
No, I'll be back. I'll be back very soon. There was a bit of, not drama, but a bit of a like, ooh, what's going to happen here? Like for a couple of weeks ago, the baby was like breech, so it was upside down.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like legs down at the party zone, like where it's going to come out. And so the midwife was saying, oh, like if the baby's still that way in 2-3 weeks might be time to schedule a C-section. And I was like, grand, whatever happens, do you know, it's fine. There's pros and cons to both. Pros of a C-section, I know when it is. I can't.
Yeah, sorry, please tell me these pros and cons. I don't know.
Well, I'm just making pros and cons for everything, because I'm like, either way it's going to be a bit of a struggle. So like, you know, pros, you know when it is. You don't have to rely on Dwayne, the baby's dad, to be like measuring, timing the contractions and all the stuff. If you heard him on the girly quiz, you'll know that I'm a bit worried. He doesn't know what dilation is. Mm. So, you know, if I know when it is, I can get a spray tan. I can get my nails done.
Look nice for the midwife.
I can get a little blow dry. Do you know what I mean? I can be looking glam. And then
like
pros.
Trish.
Yeah. That's what I want. I want to look good.
I haven't eaten today.
And then pros of a natural birth, it's a quicker recovery, whatever, yada, 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 get back on your feet soon. But I was talking to the midwife and she's like, here's some methods you can use to like flip the baby, like to get it head down, ready to go. And some of them were absolutely mental. So I thought I'd share them with you.
Please.
Okay, great.
I was like, do I have a woo-woo midwife or is this just normal? Maybe you listening can tell me. Okay, first up, knee chest pose. Kneeling on a bed or the floor, grant. Lower your head and chest down while keeping your arse in the air, grant. For 10 to 15 minutes.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Sorry? Like,
a long time to be down.
That's how you got pregnant.
It is. And I'm not looking to squeeze another one in there, okay? This was weird. Moxibustion. It's like a Chinese medicine therapy. You like dry this thing. It's this thing called dried mugwort, which looks a bit like when people burn sage.
Mm.
You like hold bundles of that and you light them and you hold them down by your baby toes, she said. And I was like,
the baby
by my baby's toes. And she was like, no, by your baby toes. And like the baby will go to the smell of the mugwort.
What?
Or
really?
Yeah. some wild. Sort of incense situation.
Don't understand the specifics about the baby toe, but hey.
I know. I think it's like an acupuncture kind of thing.
Maybe that's why it's called the baby toe. And not just because it's the smallest one.
Because it's for your baby.
Because the baby can smell it.
The cold and heat mix. Place a bag of frozen vegetables at the top of the uterus where the baby's head is while applying a warm compress or hot water bottle to the lower
freeze
stomach.
It out.
Yeah, literally. So oh. It might be like, I'm freezing. Upside down.
It's like the opposite of doing the cool side of the pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
The warmer.
It's real cold in my head, man.
Yeah, what are you doing? Very accessible for me at the moment. Underwater somersaults while swimming.
Look, you got that 10 feet bath put in.
I'm delighted. Like, what are the chances that I got that put in the back garden in Crumlin? When swimming, do handstands or somersaults in deep water to create enough space and buoyancy for the baby to flip. And finally, this was the weirdest.
Imagine
one.
Her in the pool. She'll be on holidays. All the kids wanting to do their dives in. Nah, sorry, lads. I have to do a few somersaults.
I'll be like,
here.
I'll catch those coins, like the things that you like throw down for kids to catch. And finally, this was the weirdest one. Flashlight method.
Just babies, say it with confidence.
Yeah. Apparently babies in the third trimester can see light and will supposedly move towards it. So apparently turn the lights off, glow a torch. Now I did think, I was like, where am I putting this torch? But apparently you're just putting it outside your tummy and following it down.
Oh,
but the baby is meant
to... You have to do it until it moves, or like, do you just do it for 10 minutes?
I think you do it for 10 minutes a few times a day.
Sorry, and like, so you're holding the torch to your belly?
To your belly.
Oh.
And being like, come on, little fella.
If it was strong enough, do you think you could see the kid?
Well, yeah, you see your stomach move, your tummy move, like you
no,
see,
but I
like,
mean the light. Do you know what I mean? You know the way when you shine a light, like say on your thumb or on your finger, you can kind of see through it like that.
Oh, and you could say, oh my God, true. When it goes see through
have
like
a look
that,
there. Can you see the
little
baby?
Toe?
I don't want to see it.
David's disgusted by me at the moment.
A little Dwayne in there. No, I'm all right.
Anyway, it flipped down natural.
Have
so
a look at the baby and you'll be like,
bad.
Anyone here from outside Dublin?
Any couples in?
Tell me this, sorry. All good.
Yeah, it's all flipped by itself. So
oh, did it?
I won't be burning any sage.
Oh,
we're doing handstand.
Unreal.
See, God
so
bless.
You can't book in for the section.
No, and I can't get my spray tan. I'm absolutely raging.
Haven and I run on spin. Good morning.
Sometimes when you work in radio, you get like a nice little free gift.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, we got a free gift from Kern's Sausages.
Oh, yeah. Turn back.
And they gave us a load of sausages. And they also gave me a t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
A Kern's sausage t-shirt, which I wear as my pajama t-shirt.
Lovely.
Aww. And Pippa hates it. It's yellow. It says Kern sausages on it and she despises it.
What's her problem?
Don't know. Listen, how long do you have? But anyway, she hates it so much that for Valentine's Day, she decided to get me my own pajama t-shirt.
Okay.
No.
Which I brought in to work for you this morning.
Okay.
So I would like you
but you're wearing
gosh.
It.
Enjoy my new pajama t-shirt.
Okay, he's taking off his jumper. Oh my God, no!
My God.
It is
oh
a black t-shirt. It says Pippa and it has a photo of beautiful Pippa and it's massive on the front
with a
of
very,
the t-shirt.
With a very smug smile saying, get that sausage t-shirt off you. Sorry, that is absolutely stunning. And I noticed that you were not wearing it to bed.
No. It's too tight to sleep in. So I
it
thought,
is.
Great, it's so
She's
fashionable.
Bet onto you.
It's so fashionable. I'll just wear it to work.
Sorry, that is so cute, Pippa. Can I get one of them?
She's constantly saying, oh, you work with people who are so hot. And I'm like, yeah. And so I'd
where are they?
She probably did this just to like mark her territory or something.
Oh, well, Fiona and I would actually like. Can she do a replica for me and Fee?
Oh, you want?
I want one. Yeah. Just she do maternity sizes.
I think producer Callum has taken a photo. It'll go on the Instagram.
Sorry,
official Spin 103.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that.
That is amazing,
Pippa.
Dave. Actually, that is amazing, Pippa.
And there's a little twinkle on her because so that we can see she's the star. She is.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, there's actually lightning strikes behind her on
there
the
TV.
I don't know where she made this.
That's the way, like the lightning strikes behind her. Like, get away from him.
Yeah.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
Never mind Hurricane Belle on Love Island, it's Hurricane Pippa out there with their big storm behind her.
Absolutely incredible.
Coming up on 8 now, what's the story on the roads, Alex?
Morning, there are delays in the M1 northbound between Blanche and the M1 because of an earlier crash. The N4 inbound is busy from Maynooth to Selbridge. The N3 inbound is busy.
1038
Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. How are we?
Windy, wet, and still Monday. Still Monday.
Yeah, it's a bit early to be saying still Monday.
4 minutes past 8 in the morning, chance. Alex. Yeah, still Monday.
Still Monday would be good, like at 5 o'clock in the evening.
Why are you wishing the world away?
Unless you've been up since 12.
That's when he starts his day.
Still Monday, is it? Yeah, it's been 8 hours.
Imagine if that was your alarm. You know, the way some people have spin as their alarm. It's like, it's still Monday. They're like, Jesus, what time
still
is it?
Monday.
Just 8.
Oh my God, I used to have as my alarm clock. I remember I got it in Argos. Do you know when you'd be like trolling the Argos catalogue and like circling
Love
the stuff
that.
You want?
Bring back them days.
So good. I had a Homer Simpson alarm clock.
Oh my God, class.
It was like, okay, so here, I still remember so well the like things that like it would be like different Homerisms. And one of them was like, "Oh, you deserve to sleep in. Go ahead, press the little snooze button."
No way.
And then another one would be, "Donuts. Is there nothing in the world they can't do?" I wasn't planning on talking about this right now. So my Homer impression is not good.
What did it look like?
It had like a plastic mold of Homer, and he was holding the like
just his head or
no, his whole body, and like the plastic like pink sprinkle donut, and you would press down the whole thing to snooze it.
Is that?
And it was beautiful. That was exactly it. Oh my God, it had the little cake at the side.
Okay, so there's a little kind of alarm thing, and it's just Homer, and he's eating some donuts and some cake for some reason, which is very out of character.
Yeah, he wouldn't be a cake person. I was an absolute legend. Now, if I was serious about like the aesthetic, I would have gotten the Homer like blow up sofa that also was available in Argos, but I was
oh
a fake
my
fan.
God, do you remember
fake
that?
Fan.
And the headrest was his head.
Yes.
Yes, oh my God. Unbelievable. I always wanted that.
Golden age. Rare aesthetic.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky. Each and every morning we play this game, the Tricky 10. Anyone I speak to goes, "I get a 10 on that, no bother." I'm always playing along.
Yeah, well, play along then.
Do. Play along with us physically, live.
And if you get all 10 questions correctly, like lots of people say they'd be able to, you'd win yourself €1,000. Mm. Top of the leaderboard Friday, win one of the very last Fuzzy Charge Snooty. Snooties even. On to play this morning is Lizzie. Did you have a lovely weekend? What did you get up to?
Yeah, it was good. Went out for Galentine's.
Did you? Very nice.
What'd you do?
We went over to one of the girls' houses, did a really cheesy 80s inspired photo shoot.
Oh my God, that's so fun. And did you do that on Friday? Because Friday, the day before is Galentine's, isn't it? Or when did you
it
do
is.
It? I don't know.
Oh no, we did it Saturday.
Good. Nice one.
Good.
That's do Saturday it is for the girls, day.
It is. You don't want to be out like paying above and beyond for like a meal, like a set menu when you can just be in doing cheesy photo shoot.
I remember yeah, we did that years ago. We had Galentine's at my friend Avian's house and it was so fun. We were trying to bake something and it was such a flop, but it was just good laughter.
And Lizzie, what was the photo shoot like? What props did you have?
We actually just used each other. We kind of like used each other as like tables and like almost like walking props.
Do you know what that is? That's very sustainable. You didn't go and buy a load of crap. You just used
what about it was 80s, can I ask?
It just had that like 80s cheesy American kind of vibe going on. With
right, okay.
I don't know.
Lizzie, you had a paper, a red cup.
There's nothing 80s about it.
There was 80s music playing.
Lizzie, can you send us a picture of that?
I'm so curious. Intrigued.
Right, let's do this.
All right,
thing.
Lizzie.
Okay, Lizzie, how this works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. In that time, we will ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat itself. So if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. Do bear in mind, we will only be able to accept your first answer, though. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get nice and cozy in. It's still absolutely rotten out, so that wouldn't go amiss. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we will give you €1,000 cash money on the spot. It is a brand new week, so you automatically top the leaderboard, which we love to see.
How do you feel, Lizzie? Do you feel like you're going to be good at this?
I don't know. I'm kind of going off one brain cell after the weekend.
Nice so one. Aren't we all?
Perfect. Me too.
That's plenty. That's all you need.
All right, come on, we got this. Let's do it.
The best of luck. I'm going to count you in and ask your questions. Here we go with the Tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The word jackpot contains how many letters?
Eight.
Alexander Hamilton appears on the American what dollar bill?
10.
What is the only digit to appear in the spin phone number 3 times?
Two?
Wolves currently have how many points in the Premier League?
4.
Niall Horan has released how many solo studio albums?
4.
If a 24-hour clock read 1,800 hours, what time would it be?
Damn.
1,800 hours.
Oh, okay.
The Phoenix Park and Christchurch Cathedral is in which Dublin postal district?
Christchurch is in Dublin 2.
V is the Roman numeral for what number?
Ooh.
There's your time, I'm afraid, 5. Lizzie. There is your time. All right, how do you think you did?
I don't know.
Let's start them up.
0, 1, 2.
Oh my God, a score of 2. And we only got to receipt. Now, Lizzie, I think what went wrong there was you took a lot of time to answer the questions. Do you know what I mean? Right, so 2 out of, what did we get through? 7?
Yeah, we got through 7 in total. Right. The ones that caught you out, Lizzie, the word jackpot contains how many letters? You said 8. The answer is 7. What is the only digit to appear in the spin phone number 3 times? 087-711-1038. So 7111. The answer there was obviously 1. You gave us 2. Wolves currently have how many points in the Premier League? The answer was 9. You said 4. Niall Horan has released how many solo studio albums? You then said 4. That was 3. And finally, the Phoenix Park and Christchurch Cathedral are both in Dublin 8, not Dublin 2.
Which is difficult because
they're miles from each other.
They're also on, but like Phoenix Park is on the north side. So
it's like the only exception that it's an odd
and
even number.
And Chapel Lizards.
But is Chapel Lizard not Dublin 7 now?
I can't remember. There's
what
something to do with Chapel Lizard.
It's
Dublin 8, but it's on the north side.
Mad.
Very odd. Anyway, Lizzie, I hope you feel okay, do you?
I feel all right. I'm embarrassed about the Phoenix Park one. I'm actually in the Phoenix Park as we speak.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's a trick question,
Lizzie.
The
postcodes, I don't think anyone's ever gotten any of them right.
The only reason for that is because, you know, the President of Ireland, Catherine Connolly, doesn't want to live on the north side, apparently.
That's what she wants. In between, keep you up. Don't put me on the north side.
Lizzie, have a fantastic day and thanks so much for playing.
Thank you too.
Bye, Lizzie. Have a good one.
Bye. All right, guys, there we go. If you want to play tomorrow, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Any update on that Chapel Lizard thing?
Absolutely. So we obviously were talking about Dublin 8 being spanning on the north side and the south side, the Fino being on the north side.
I feel like we have this conversation every 3 weeks or so.
Well, I don't think we've ever got to the bottom. Chapel Lizard, you are correct.
Is Dublin 8?
Is Dublin 20.
So I
how is he correct?
But because it spans both sides. Dublin 20 spans both sides of the river as well.
Yes.
Oh. Chapel Lizard Village, which is situated on the north side.
So I was correct in Chapel Lizard is on the north side.
And then the south side is like Palmerstown and that kind of
thing. You were correct, right. It is called Chapel Lizard. That's where your knowledge ends.
Class.
And it has a bypass.
Yeah. Obviously, I am back from skiing.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. And I know that skiing is quite a privileged holiday to be on. So what I decided
lots of
to do
people
was
go skiing.
I'd bring you some chocolate back so that you can eat it and you'll be more forgiving of me talking about how I went skiing with my family.
God, Dave, you're full of the goods this morning.
Yeah. So I got Dave. Absolutely obsessed with a certain chocolate while on the continent.
Mm.
The chocolate is called Duplo.
Ooh.
Has anybody heard of it?
No.
Wait, it's like a Kinder looking yolk.
Wait,
oh wow, it looks like kind of a
I don't know if it's like
bueno.
I don't know if it's a continent like literally Kinder, but it's the same kind of font as it, but
yeah,
it's called Duplo
and the same colour.
Anyone have a bite yet?
Sorry, no.
Are you allowed half chocolate when you're pregnant?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you remember Duplo? Like it was like the bigger Lego.
No.
Anyway,
have a little taste there. I think it's the best chocolate in the world.
I'm not trying to be not fun. I just, my stomach's a bit sensitive this morning.
That's all right. Is that not unreal?
It's so good. Do you know what it tastes a bit like? Mars Delight.
Oh my.
Doesn't it?
God, never mind me, belly. Give me some of that.
Have a little bit. So anyway, skiing was unreal and
like
it just kind of basically survived on Duplo. It was unbelievable. And schnitzel, Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, delicious. Thoughts?
Sorry, it's Mars Delight. It's amazing.
It's so
really
good,
is.
Isn't it?
If anyone's missing Mars Delight, famously not available.
There you go. Go to Europe and get yourself some Duplo. D-U-P-L-O or Duplo or whatever it is. But skiing was fantastic. It was really, really fun. There wasn't a lot of snow down in the town, but I think all the snow
and I think all the snow up on the mountain was kind of man-made snow. But we still had a good time, really, really fun.
Or do
time.
They do that if it's not snowing?
Yeah, they kind of make their own so okay. people can still ski and things like that. But what I found interesting, because obviously I went with my family, and no matter what anyone's going through, it's always, you know, the youngest child has the best time. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Because one, they're young. So Sophie is 21. Now, we all got injuries while we were skiing. Mm-hmm. My dad can't really walk on his toes because Ooh. The boots were too tight or something. Oh, nah. And so like these, they got like black toes.
Oh,
really,
no.
He's really, really sore. So he couldn't really walk in the boots and he couldn't really ski. But like he did it every single day. He was a trooper. But very impressive to do. But like I would have been complaining like mad. My mom fell on ice. We're all quite good skiers. But as I said, the snow wasn't fantastic. So at some point there was ice. Mom fell and she got a bruise the size of a computer monitor. Like I'm just sorry. I know that's not a weird thing God. To compare to size-wise. But it's the only thing I can see.
Massive.
It's huge on the side of her leg, right? It's like purple and everything. It's massive.
Poor groin,
but she's still like skied on it and stuff like that. I went over on my thumb, again, Ooh. Went over some ice. And so I kind of landed, you know the way if you make an L shape with your hand, like that kind of thing? So imagine stretching the thumb all the way to the bottom as the thing. So that's what happened to my thumb. So my thumb is now sprained.
So and no wonder you weren't able to post too much.
Yeah, I couldn't type. I can't even text with this thing. It's so sore. I had it strapped up and everything. And then my brother has like a sore back then from skiing. So we're all kind of in bits, except for Sophie, right? Mm. Sophie's young. She's 21 years old. So she's just happy out. Yep. At one point, we were on the mountain skiing and she fell over. She had a little fall into the snow, right? And everyone's like, oh my God, are you all right? All right. And she's like, no. And we're like, oh God, she's injured something. She's injured. The snow went down my top.
Oh.
And I'm a bit cold.
Oh, of course. So. A bit cold skiing. That is just not something you plan for.
Everyone was on her. We're like, are you okay? Jeez, you poor thing. Oh, we'll heat you up soon. Don't worry. We'll give you a big hug. And we're all there in bits, cast and strapped up.
Has anyone seen my thumb?
The question on everyone's lips.
Oh, go on.
Did you get the room to yourself?
Ask your question. Yes, I did.
You kicked your sister out of the room.
No. We gave her the pull-out bed and it was way better than what I got. She got a full-blown room with windows and a balcony and I got a room with a bathroom but no windows and it was about 100 degrees in there. So it was horrible.
Right. And your brother then?
Brother had his own room as well.
Okay, so all's well.
Everyone had their own room.
But Sophie was in the communal area.
Sophie was in the communal area. Yeah, but her bed was the size of this room.
Yeah.
Their bed was massive.
Yeah, but you'd be raging if everyone was in and out of.
I would have loved it. She had a window. I was in a sauna for a week.
Okay, now I'm not thinking your holiday was that bougie. We're like, oh dang, big baller.
Yeah, exactly.
No windows, though.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
A question for you this morning. Go on, make me feel better if you can. Tell us, what is the closest thing to you that you've ever had delivered? Could be something you got delivered to work or something that you got delivered to home or whatever. So here's where I'm at, okay?
I always do wonder that about that. You know, when you're driving through town, you see those kind of couriers on bikes.
Mm.
And you're like, where are you going?
Probably to a workplace or to an apartment in town.
Yeah, yeah. Like if people are on the 9 to 5 and it's like, we can't, like if you only have an hour for lunch and it's like, we can't waste time.
What are they
going
delivering,
to get it?
Though? Those people on the courier bikes.
Probably Eagles. Like a freshie or something.
A wrap.
Of what?
Freshie?
What's a freshie?
It's a freshie like one of those salad bowls, no. Never mind.
Chopped or a sprout or something?
Maybe I saw a random one called Freshie on delivery or something. Anyway, like some kind of a...
One of those freshies.
There's a freshie there, really.
Anyway, you get the idea, right? But the reason that I'm asking this question this morning is a certain type of delivery is making me feel shame. So just for context, I am a divil. I get everything delivered. There's like a Macca's like down the road from my gaff and I've had the Macca's delivered a couple of times.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Let's not dox me completely.
I'll do what I want. No, but I don't think it's that.
If I think about your air code in relation to McDonald's.
I don't think it's... I think that's fair to get that delivered. Like.
I have on, like, you know, if you're sitting at home having a few drinks in the house, obviously you get stuff delivered, but the price of it just to get, like, whatever. Like, sometimes if you're doing that and you're on delivery, you're like, do you know what? Just throw on the milk, sure, it'll be do us grand in the morning.
Yeah.
Whatever, right? But this is where I think it's a stroke too far. I'm going out with Jack. I live with Jack. And he says to me last week, I'm doing a Tesco order. Or like it was,
Click and collect or something?
Yeah. Like it was an Aldi or I don't know what one it was. But he was like, to get delivered. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that now.
Yeah.
our shopping delivered. That's a bit cray cray, even though it's the most time consuming doing the grocery shop.
Of course.
To have it delivered to the door to me just doesn't sit right with me because I'm too close to lots of amenities. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? The only time I've ever heard, I remember when I lived in the countryside and the closest Tesco was in a place called Yall in Cork, and they would take 40 minutes to get to the Tesco. It was a big undertaking for people where I'm from to get to Tesco. And yeah, fair enough. People
not just
in the
move
area
closer to
would
the
get
Tesco.
The Tesco delivered.
Just but uproot your life.
But I remember like at the time when that started becoming the norm, like 10, 15 years ago, you'd kind of be like, see the Tesco van driving up to the village we're from and going, oh, jeez, they have notions, don't they?
I always thought if
delivered.
You got your shopping delivered, you are doing very well for
that's
you.
Exactly what I always felt. And I just think, considering the amenities that are very close by, I could be in any said like grocery shop in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
On foot in five.
But then it's the whole thing of going through the whole supermarket. I've never got groceries delivered.
Have you
but
not?
I get the allure. I understand why people do it.
Mm. Tiff just makes me feel like this is too close. Does she?
And she does, but she does click and collect, which I find
that defeats the whole purpose.
No, completely defeats the purpose. You still have to get off your arse.
It doesn't. Yeah, I know. But you just go to the car park and pick up your stuff, and you're gone.
The only thing I really know about it is when people like put up stories of like this wasn't available, here's this instead, and it's like something that's the complete opposite. It's like there was no baby bells, here's a Hereford steak. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, slay.
Let us know though, what is the closest delivery you've had or the closest thing you've had delivered? It doesn't have to be a grocery shop, could be anything, but you're like, this is taking the mick now. I could be down there in 30 seconds. 087-711-1038. That's Noah Kahan. Finally, he has some new music out. The likes of Stick Season and stuff was released so many years ago and then obviously got really big and famous and went viral in the last few years. But I'd say he's like, can I stop singing these songs?
Yeah,
don't worry. We will be back to playing Stick Season tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and then at 8 a.m. and then at 9 a.m. Then Michaela four times an hour.
Noah Kahan, The Great Divide is also the name of the album that will be out really soon. This morning on the show, we're asking you, what is the closest thing you've ever had delivered? I was saying my boyfriend was saying we need to get our groceries delivered and I'm way too close to perfect shops, like within walking distance if I really want to. And I just felt I'm all for like a Chinese or a takeaway delivery, but I just feel like it, for some reason in my head, it's a bit of a step too far.
I
guess getting your groceries
but that's
delivered.
You love
so
going
close
to Nutties as well. Why would
I
you get it delivered Nutties when you could go down to Nutties?
When you deny yourself the privilege.
Nutgrove Shopping Centre. Mm.
A lot of people getting in on this on 087-711-103. What is your closest delivery? The closest thing you've had delivered, Aoife?
It was a pizza that would have taken me about 30 seconds to go get.
No way. Give us more context. Do you live like above this pizza shop or what's the story?
Yeah, so the pizza shop about 30 second drive away from my house.
Oh, 30 second drive is very different. 30 second drive is very different.
Yeah, if you're having to get it in the car and all of that, turn it on and stuff, I would just say get the delivery person who's already in their car.
Well, it's always like, who do you want to give the few quid to? The delivery driver or me? And secondly, the whole allure of a takeaway is easy, convenience.
You don't have to move.
It's not nice then to have to get dressed or put on your shoes.
I feel like I just feel like it would take longer to get it delivered. I feel like they're so, you know what I mean? If you want your pizza, go get it. Like, if you're only 30 seconds away, I don't know. I just feel like with delivery, it would take so much longer.
I remember I always thought like getting delivered was the height, the luxury, because like if ever we got like a chipper or whatever growing up, there would be no way anyone would be getting that delivered. That was just like, you're doing very
well. You went and got it.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Okay, well listen, keep it up, girl.
Yeah.
Keep her lit, Aoife.
Keep the laziness up. Have a great day, Aoife.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
I honestly think that though, like, because I have an Apache like kind of basic across the road from me, and sometimes you'd order it after a night out and you'd be waiting an hour and you're like, you're there, I can see you. What are you doing? There's just no one in the shop. What are you doing? Like, I just feel like it's probably a waste of time. I think just always go and collect it.
And would you go and collect it then?
Yeah, because like it just takes ages.
It always does take a lot longer. I have a chipper, my favourite chipper, that is about, I'd say, a minute walk from my house. But I would
That'd be dangerous if it was me.
I'd order a different chipper to not deal with the guilt of not walking up there. Because if I want one, I'm like, I don't want to leave the house. So I'm like, I'll just get another one so that I don't have to do that whole debacle.
No,
if Dwayne's there, he'll walk up and get it. But if I'm on my own, I'm like, oh, I'll get the inferior chipper.
You'll get a chipper that you don't even want the same way. just to avoid that whole thing. Sarah, standing by there, what is the closest thing you've had delivered?
I've had paracetamol delivered to my apartment. So I had a really bad headache. I was feeling rough.
Right, from the night
and
before. Interesting.
The chemist was just next door and I just hadn't the energy to get up and go. So I actually ordered a Gojek.
What's a Gojek?
It's, you know, those the motorbike drivers in Bali.
Yeah.
They will deliver anything.
Oh, sorry. So this was when you were in Bali.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Wow. Very
good. I got Bali belly as well, so it didn't work very well.
Oh my God. So you were very unwell with the Bali belly, getting the paracetamol delivered. And how close would you say, like distance wise, was the pharmacy?
I mean, if I could have walked down reception, I could have done it.
Like you could have shouted out the window, here, throw us up a packet of paracetamol there, will you?
Here's a rope
basically,
and a basket.
Yeah, but the Gojek literally walked off his motorbike into the shop next door to the hotel and just dropped up to my room.
Dropped it up to your room. That's amazing.
Yes,
I think it's the stairs that's the killer. I'd have been like, no, I can't face that.
It's just the light of day sometimes.
Not when you're headache and you're feeling rough.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Sarah, respect. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Amy's there as well. What's the closest thing you've had delivered?
So I live across the main road from Domino's.
Go on.
And they walked over with it.
No, oh they didn't, God. Did they?
Stop.
I love that.
Yeah. Stop.
That's, I feel real passive aggressive or something when they walk over with it. At least put it in the bike.
Stop. And did they say anything?
Yeah, I was like, totally drove over. Yeah.
Did they say anything to you, Amy? Were they like, yeah... We just strolled
in. No, my sister was playing in the garden, and she was like, "Mom, they walked over."
That
oh
is
my
brilliant.
God, that is so funny. Funny.
Sometimes I'm like, I wish we could like get to the point of them just having a key. Can you just drop it off for me?
Yeah, I don't want to interact.
I gave a good tip though.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, yeah. They had to cross the road.
And come here. Were you just in bits and you didn't want to get up?
Yeah.
Absolutely fair enough. We've all been there.
I know they have it open for people, but I feel like it's not natural to go in there.
Yeah.
You've
fair
come
enough.
To us.
Yeah, but also you can see it being made.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You'd be seeing it making it be like, God, they've had it on the heater there for a while.
Put a bit more cheese on it.
As embarrassing as it is, I do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we all would. Amy, we all
love
would.
It.
Amy, have a fantastic day.
Bye, Amy.
Thanks.
Good luck. Let's
go. My David Fiona in the morning. Hello. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Guys, there's a whole community of random mad people, and I love them and I respect them, but I also feel like you're cut from a different cloth to me.
This could be about so many things.
So Saturday morning, I was down in Waterford for the weekend, and some friends from Dublin were down with us. And so I'd booked this hot pod experience. So basically, it's like very typical, like everything else, to your hot pod and your sauna, and they're in hop into the sea or into a bucket or whatever. In this case, it was the sea. Give us that bucket. And we were booked for 10:30. Mm-hmm. This place had been hopping since about 7.
Wow.
On a Saturday morning, the amount of people involved in the hot pot or not, or just sea swimming, really took me, I was really taken aback by it. I'm like, I get it, it's a lovely thing to do, but the community of them, the car park was packed.
Yeah.
Normally I'd be asleep on a Saturday morning at 10:30. No, most of County Waterford are in the sea, it seems, doing these proper swims. Like this woman I saw, she was doing like almost lengths of the coast. I was like, oh my God, how is she not exhausted?
People are absolutely mad.
It was also the first day probably this since before Christmas. It was freezing. Do you know, like when the cold had arrived, it wasn't like the raininess. It was actually a lovely morning, but so icy cold.
Yes.
Just after ripping my lips.
Oh no.
Did it?
Just the cold for that hour. I was like,
That's what I was going to ask though. Is it the first time in a while it hasn't been raining? Like, has Waterford been as bad?
It has, but I do feel like even with the rain, it wouldn't stop them.
Yeah, swim in the rain is actually nice.
It's lovely,
because famously, if you're in the water, you're already wet. So it's like,
that's not why you don't like swimming. It's not because you're wet. It's because you're freezing.
But like, do you ever go for a swim in the rain? And you're like, no one can hurt me.
Yeah,
like,
no, not for me.
You know what I mean?
To me, swimming is about being cold, not about being wet. I'm not like getting, look, can't go have a swim. No, sure, I'll get wet. Obviously.
Fair. I was so lucky, Dave, because last week my friends asked me, they run like a beauty business and they were looking for like a dummy for someone to do training with laser hair removal.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, yes, please. Thank you so much.
I was thinking you look awful bald.
Thank you. The aftercare, no saunas for however many weeks.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's me out on Saturday.
I supervise.
True, no fault of my own now. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on spin.
your number one hit music station.
The Winter Olympics is on. I've been bet into it again because I was skiing last week. Kind of whenever you went into anywhere on the TV was other people skiing.
Yes, yeah, of course. And you'd be Olympics. Like, oh, hey, I like
hey,
what you're
I'll
doing
try, I'll
there.
Try that. And then I broke my thumb. but I have been really, really enjoying commentators saying the Olympians' names.
Mm.
A lot of them getting it wrong. Or maybe they are getting correct, but I'm like, there's no way that's the pronunciation. Luckily, it's on the Olympics app. You can go on to any Olympian, and what they've been asked to do is the same as the Summer Olympics 2 years ago. They say their name, and then they are asked to say it again really slowly.
Mm. That's
so
that, great.
So we would say, I would go on and go, David Hammond. David Hammond.
Yeah, that's smart. Brilliant.
That's what you would do.
It's really meant to help sports broadcasters and like anyone covering it, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. People from all over the world.
They should do it for tennis players because you ever listen to the radio and on the news and they're doing the tennis names.
I had
so
to
difficult.
Do that. I think for the tennis section of my sports bulletins when I was 19, it was like, and...
Yeah.
And the guy in the white was very good. The guy with the racket. Great.
So we'll go through some of the names, some of my favourite ones. Some of them much better than others. Elisa, we'll start off with her. She's from the Czech Republic. She's an alpine skier. No funny business with Elisa. Knows how to start strong and end strong. Nice rhythmic energy to her name.
Elisa Maria Negri. Elisa Maria Negri.
Okay, beautiful. Very good.
Very good.
I like
start.
The way she said it. She's like, is Elisa. This hard for you?
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit passive aggressive, yeah. But we're all right with it, Elisa. Then we go to a Canadian ice hockey player called Emma. Doesn't really get the vibe at all. Probably had it explained to her multiple times to say her name and then again slowly, but she was like, nah.
Emma Malte. Emma Malte.
Just went real
volley
girl.
Emma Malte. Emma Malte.
Can you go further into the vocal fry, please, Emma? That's what we need.
Let's go over to an Estonian cross-country skier called Katie. She took saying her name slowly just a little bit too literally. However, she sounds absolutely terrifying. So, Katie, you did a great job.
Katie Kaasikko. K-A-I-D-I-K-A-A.
Katie, I'm more confused than I was at the beginning.
Who is saying it like that? Yeah, she was quite scary. A Finnish snowboarder called Rene. He sounds like, when he's saying his name, he kind of sounds like a song. Kind of sounds like that Black Beatles in the City. I think it's that song. But he adds in some flair. Big fan of Rene.
Rene Rinnekangas. Rene Rinnekangas.
Oh.
Rene Rinnekangas.
I love
that. Can I hear that again?
Rene Rinnekangas. Rene Rinnekangas.
Oh, the turn of that tongue.
Very
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Now, how about we over to a snowboarder called Glenn from the Netherlands. Glenn, I think, has brought something that is legal in Amsterdam over to the Olympics by the sounds of it.
Glenn de Blois. Glenn de Blois.
He's great. Go on, Glenn.
Artwork from Van Gogh.
And then we head over to the US of A, an alpine skier called Mary, ending strong with just an unfortunate name that she probably didn't really need to slow down.
Mary Bocock. Mary Bocock.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
The emphasis there.
Mary Bocock. Mary Bocock.
Lousy, really.
Oh, that probably took her right back to high school.
High school.
How people refer to
Mary.
When she started and said Mary Bo, I was like,
Peep.
Mary Bo Peep.
Mary, did yourself on the slopes. You gave up looking for the sheep, did you?
So there you
how long
go.
Do the Winter Olympics run until? Another couple of weeks?
A couple more weeks, I think. Probably a month.
Do you ever get when you think about something once or you have something once or you like... you know, you whatever.
Words.
You see it everywhere. Like if you're like, oh, I've heard a new word for the first time and now I hear everyone saying it.
We talked about it last week on the show because you got your mom's car, didn't you? Like you bought your mom's car off her and now you're seeing Nissans everywhere.
Someone texted in saying they're seeing a Nissan Jukes everywhere and thoughts and prayers with you because they're famously one of the ugliest cars ever made. I'm sorry that your eyes are having that experience. So I've been on a Capri Sun buzz recently. Oh, yeah. I've just been loving a Capri Sun. The bigger Capri Sun, you know that you do the twisty.
Oh, the twisty one.
I'm messing around with the cardboard straw.
See, they're very hard to penetrate now, the pouches, because we've got the cardboard straws penetrate. Because of woke. Yeah. not well. Usually used in the context of Capri Suns, but that's how I use it. So I've been loving a Capri Sun. If you remember, actually, when I came back from my honeymoon, I brought everyone a different flavour.
Oh my God, you did. So would you say that that's kind of your craving as being pregnant?
A little bit, yeah. Any kind of like sweet drink like that, but that's not necessarily a fizzy.
Okay.
Like I'm loving those like flavoured waters, like the Vulvic flavour
or like
and
a
stuff
super
like that.
Lucozade Sport maybe?
Well, or maybe more like a Vit Hit kind of thing. Do you know, flat but flavoured. So Capri Sun really hits that for me. And I feel like it's they're kind of taking over the world. I got this random girl on TikTok recently. Her sister's name was Capri and Capri was pregnant with a boy. So she threw Capri a Capri Sun baby shower.
No, that is incredible.
And she did like homemade pouches, like Capri Sun pouches. Yes. Everything was Capri Sun themed. It was honestly incredible. Also, there was this American designer called Christian Siriano, and he created a Capri Sun / Christian Siriano pouch purse. It's like a big silver clutch and it's got loads of colourful chains representing the fruit, and the zipper is made from Capri Sun straws.
Lovely.
And then if
the
anyone...
The plastic ones or the...
The plastic ones, okay. Which
OG
is what
ones.
We miss.
I miss them orange
honest.
Plastic straws.
Me too.
Bring them back.
Bring them bloody back. And if anyone was at Macklemore over the summer when he was at St. Anne's Park, apparently he threw Capri Suns out to the crowd while wearing a Bose jersey. So I'm like, Capri Suns are everywhere. They're all around me. And last night, I got a chipper. If you were listening earlier in the show, we were talking about close deliveries and I was saying, I love this chipper. That's really close to me. But if I'm home alone, I don't get it because I want a chipper delivered and I don't want to walk and get it. But Dwayne got it last night, the dad of my baby. So I was like, can I have a Capri Sun with it? And he was like, oh, they don't do Capri Suns. But then he came home as a surprise with two Capri Suns.
Oh.
And they were the big
Capri
Suns.
So he went somewhere else to get it for you?
Somewhere else, yeah. The big Capri Suns. And I like got them out of the fridge and one of them was leaking, okay? So I was like, I'm going to have to pour this into a cup.
Ew.
Now, this is the other Capri Sun news that I saw before Christmas.
Are you going to tell me the colour's different than what you think it is?
Oh, I'll show you the colour now. I have a picture of it. It's very upsetting. But apparently they're launching Capri Sun bottles. I don't know if it's only in America because I haven't seen them anywhere else. And a Capri Sun is very like, I don't want to see what that looks like. I just want
to
drink it.
It's actually none of my business.
None of my business. Straight down the gullet. Yeah. Don't show me. That's why it's a very thick foil pouch. Apparently, I think these are only in America. And I think before we give out, it's for like accessibility. I think for some people, it's easier to drink out of a bottle than a pouch. So whatever.
Fair enough,
no hate, no shade. But I had to pour this Capri Sun into a glass. And what I saw, I hope no one ever has to experience. I'll show you guys.
I'm trying to think, was it a normal Capri Sun? Orange.
Orange.
I'm wondering, what's the worst colour to for you to like actually see when you're expecting orange?
Brown.
Brown. Okay, so this is the question. Would you rather it be too light or too dark?
I think it's going to be quite watery. That's my interpretation.
Oh, I think.
I'd say the darker, the more worrying.
I think it's going to be real dark because I thought, like, you know, like the way Americans have Fanta and it's like an orange that you've never seen before.
Yeah. It's kind of like a urine sample. Like, you're like, there's a shade of that. It's concerning. But okay,
I don't know what your urine looks like, but it shouldn't look like the Fanta in America.
It shouldn't look like a Capri Sun. I know this is very visual, but I'm just going to pass around the room the Capri Sun.
Okay, give your
live
reactions, please.
That's pee.
I just saw my peripheral vision.
That's pee.
No, that is not a Capri Sun.
It's not pee,
so disappointing.
It's Capri. Capri.
That just goes to show that a Capri Sun likely is 99% water with a splash of some kind of a
diamond. Probably says that, honestly.
It's like someone breathes who ate an orange last week onto the water and then is like, there you go, put that in the pouch.
And did it taste the same when you're...
No, I felt like I was drinking something else.
Through the straw anyway.
Oh, no, because it was a squeezy one. It was the one without the straw. So I lost out on the whole experience.
I think a lot of the time the fun is in the squeezy of the pouch as well, you know?
I agree. It was ruined it.
What?
That's not my name.
What? That's not my name. Mm-mm. That's not my name. Now, can I just clarify? That used to be me that did that. That's not me. That's Fiona. I haven't gotten really girly all of a sudden.
Fiona wants to do it that high pitch. I just wanted to feel part of something.
I get it.
No, I'm totally with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
This is the game that, with no hints or clues, we try to guess your name. You've been sending voice notes over to us on 087 711 1038 with the voice note telling us what your name is. The only person in the room who has heard those voice notes is producer Callum. You listening are about to hear them as well. And just to, so you're in on the whole thing, really. And then we will do our best to guess people's names, as we always do. 10 IMC cinema passes to go this morning, okay? Each week we don't find a winner, it rolls on up. So we're up to 10 at the moment. For now, as we kick this off, let's get our headphones off in the room.
Headphones off.
My name is Claire.
Player Uno, let's speak to Uno.
Hello. How are you, Player One?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're going to try and guess your name with no hints and, or clues. Player One, let's kick this off. Is your name Danielle?
That's not my name.
Right.
That's a good guess, though. Yeah. I don't know why, but I like your guess.
As I heard the chirpiness of Danielle, who's not Danielle, I was like, that's a Danielle to me.
Yeah. I think Player One, is your name Nicola?
That's not my name.
Oh, that was good as well. I think I really have it with this.
Go on.
Player One, is your name Amanda?
That's not my name.
I'm also getting real Gillian energy off you, but I just don't know.
Oh, I feel like that's a different category.
Player One, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Claire.
Claire! We were doing too much with the syllables.
To be honest, you're more of a Gillian to me.
You will always be Gillian. Have a great day, Gillian.
Bye, Gillian.
See you, Claire. Bye. Okay, headphones off in the room again then.
Headphones
my name
off.
Is Rebecca.
Play a dose, let's speak to Yolt.
How are you, Player Two?
Great, yeah, just on my way to work.
All right, Player a Doe. Is your name Fiona?
Oh,
that's not my name.
No, I didn't think it would be. Player Two.
What, you don't think she has Fiona energy?
No.
Thank God for her.
No, Fionas are way more anxious and unsure of themselves. Player Two, is your name Lisa?
That's not my name.
I was going to guess Lisa.
Actually? Yeah, I swear. Guys, this is crazy.
I have a feeling. Player Two, is your name Rachel?
Oh.
That's not my name.
For goodness sake. Go
I'm
on.
Always called Rachel.
Really? Why?
Really?
I know I must look like a Rachel, but people always call me Rachel.
What? You sound like one.
But what is your name?
Yeah, call this Adam Ditch.
Is this a trick question now, or will I tell you?
No, you have to tell us.
For real.
It's Rebecca.
Rebecca! Oh. Kind of close with the or.
It was. Well,
some
listen.
People accidentally call you Rachel by accident just because they look like one. Can I have a look at you?
This is radio. It would be very hard to do that.
Can I have a look
turn on your camera there.
Oh, God. You're very much a Rachel to me. Lovely, lovely brunette heading you.
Thank you.
Anyway, Rachel, have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Mel,
Rachel. Bye.
Bye. Another week. No joy. We roll on to next week. 12 IMC Cinema passes in the pot. Mm-hmm. If you come on and we correctly guess your name.
And just so you know, if you text, Emma will look at you.
check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Guys, final week of Fiona's final thoughts. Are you emotional? I know it's both your favourite part of the show.
I think I'll be fine. I'll miss you, but...
Stop crying, Emma. Wipe those tears away.
I'll miss Fiona's final thoughts, but I won't miss you. Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay. No, that's grand. Cool. I think that's the order that I should be appreciated in. Final thoughts on the show and in life, because I did my last stand-up gig before having the baby on Saturday. So I'd really appreciate in the world... if no funny things could happen between now and whenever I decide to go back to stand-up.
Absolutely.
I just don't want to miss any opportunities for content. Not that I ever clip up my stand-up or make an effort whatsoever.
Thank God.
Well, so these are the things...
Anyone here from outside Dublin?
These are the things that can't happen, please, okay? No public appearances of any kind from Trump. Just he can't. Not that I've ever talked about him or done an impression, but I'm, you know, the feeling might take me.
All new numbers.
No one can get into a couple. No one in the world.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Okay. Because they might be funny and I need to make a joke about it. So
no
okay.
one can go out with each other.
Right. No one can get into a couple and book a midweek Ryanair flight to Dublin. and miss, like, make me miss the opportunity of making fun of them on stage in stand-up. Does that make
sense? That flight, I don't think this is landing.
I know it's not. So you guys aren't comedians, so you don't get, you don't understand. No one can have a funny story about where they're from.
Okay.
Okay. No child of a celebrity can go nuclear and release a series of Instagram stories revealing their family secrets.
Okay.
And finally, one of the other things that I always make fun of on stage, no one can be from England. Mm. So for now, for the next few months, if you're from England, no, you're not. You're from somewhere else. Somewhere okay. that I don't have any jokes about.
And then text Fiona in 8 months and say, hey, I'm from England.
I know, and come here. Yeah, I'm sure you've got jokes about that. And I've just got into a couple with Donald Trump.
Brilliant.
And I've just released a load of Instagram stories about my family.
Amazing. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Are you on such a Love Island vibe that you call getting into a relationship getting into a couple now?
I guess I always say any couples in. So I know, but I suppose, yeah, it sounds Love Island-esque.
It does, doesn't it? I did that last week, didn't I, by accident? I was like, they're in a couple together.
They're
in
a couple. Yeah.
087-711-103. Did you get that? Did you understand that?
It doesn't matter. I'm on the wind down. I don't care.
Guys, four Fiona's final thoughts to go. We'll be fine.
Only four more.